All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J. We're getting ready to do a live performance in just a minute or so. I think I have to put another track in, though. Why don't I just play another song from City Center, and we'll go from there. But it's coming up very shortly, I promise. All right?
Like
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J. We are ready for our live performance. Doug, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can.
All right, cool. Well, why don't we just get started then?
Let's do it. All right, so thank you, Scott and Alan, for having me today, and thank you, everyone, for listening. This is my first song. It's called Rise and Shine. Wanderers, I know that you're with me. In every echo, there's a calm solitude. God bless the soul I left underneath the city. May it turn into a diamond, a mountain we can cut into. Rise and shine, you'll feel all the sunlight that crashes down on their familiar faces. Oh yeah. Rise and shine, your real heart to come by and so refined. We've no forbidden places.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live at Studio J, and in the house we have Doug Million performing live for your listening pleasure. So, how long you been playing, Doug?
I've been playing about 20 years.
20 years. Yeah. That's a while.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. And you're a young man, so it's not like you, you know, started later, you know, you're that old. So.
Right.
What made you pick up the guitar, you know?
There was at least one influence in my family. My cousin Marty in Kentucky, we would visit relatives, and seeing him play was a pretty big influence, which is fresh in my mind, actually, from a recent Facebook conversation. But yeah, he's really good, and his son's really good, too. And so, you know, just watching him just do really good, you know, rock and roll style, just, you know, like AC/DC and blues and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, that's impressive. So one time on the way there, I picked up my first guitar when I was 11. That was at a pawn shop in Ohio. It was a Harmony Strat.
And, oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
He tried to teach me stuff, but I was too, you know, no attention span. I just wanted to create a big, loud, ugly noise with distortion. So, you know, eventually I just taught myself and, you know, started writing songs immediately. Basically.
So he was in a full-fledged band back then, or?
I think so. I think he was in a Blues Brothers type tribute band. But, you know, that's just one influence. Like other bands, like when I started listening to, you know, rock music when I was, you know, like 10, 11, actually buying albums like Green Day and Smashing Pumpkins and stuff, they're a pretty big influence.
Okay, so you go back to kind of the grunge era.
Yeah, alt-rock kind of. Yeah,
yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah. It's just labels. It doesn't really mean anything.
That's
it's
true.
It's all true. Rock.
Yeah, right.
It really is. So, yeah. That's cool. Okay, what do you have for us now?
All right, this next one's called Forever This Time. It'll be on my EP whenever that's released, hopefully sometime in the middle of this year.
Okay.
So, yep.
Took a drive on the nicest day. The sun was golden champagne. Roll the windows down halfway. The breeze is calling your name. I never thought life could be this good to me. It just cancels out everything else that I've done wrong. So many years ago, I wouldn't even know what it would be like to have someone like you around. And it's gonna last forever this time. There's not a single doubt in my mind. If I should listen to my heart, now I can feel the changes coming. I've waited long enough for something this good to finally start. And it starts. I have this dream that it might come true. Every first day of June. It doesn't matter what we do. It's always real. Yeah, you're doing it right. So many years from now, what will it sing about? How we took control of the moment, let it pass.
Ah, I was waiting for that song.
Yeah.
Every artist does to me, one per week. It's that sudden bam, it's done, you know? Yeah, I'm like, oh.
No fair warning.
And I got to scramble. No, it's not your fault. I just think it's funny.
Right, right, it is. Yeah.
But it does. It happens every single week. That one song is like, oh, crap, it's over with.
Right.
It's all good, though. All right, so we talked about how you got started. Who are your influences that really like fuel what you do today, like now, as far as your music?
Well, you know, the influences that I already cited, you know, that got me started, that's not going anywhere. That'll be a part of me until the day I die. But like, you know, just getting into new stuff and, you know, broadening my horizons. It never ends. You know, stuff that I'm into right now.
So the quieter songs, you know, of Green Day and Smashing Pumpkins, that kind of like, you know,
well,
helps you?
I think it's the melody.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
And then, you know, just the attitude and the emotionality of, you know, the angsty kind of thing. But also, you know, I listen to a lot of pop too, you know, and classical and, you know, I just anything that I can. Turn on the radio, I'll get inspiration from it. You know, I hear a song once, sometimes I'll find myself replicating a melody in one of my own songs from a song I heard once on the radio.
Hmm.
Other times, you know, it's clearly something that's been fermenting in my mind for a long time. That's just,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I really find that hard today, though. I mean, you know, currently, like commercial radio, I really do.
Yeah.
Finding anything that makes me go, oh. You
know. I got Taylor Swift, Katy Perry records, so, you know.
That's okay. No, that's still better than half of the other stuff that's out there.
In addition to like 200 other records. But
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? The pickings are slim.
Exactly.
Now.
No, I agree by and large. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you really got to search, you know.
Right.
I remember, you know, I'm an old man compared to you, and I remember you just turn the radio on and you could just leave it on for the rest of the day and you were good to go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was more like, oh, once in a blue moon you found a song you didn't like.
Right.
But everything else was like, wow, this is cool,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, but again, I'm sounding like an old man. But anyway. All right, so you said you're working on an EP. How many songs are going to be on it?
Probably six.
Six?
Yeah,
okay.
That seems like a good number. So.
And you're going to be recording it yourself, or are you going to have somebody else?
I've actually been recording it with Jason.
Okay.
Here in mid-December. So,
and he's in the studio
right now.
Maybe we'll bring him in to the conversation a few minutes from now, if he's
that'd be cool, yeah.
All right. Let's do another one.
Give it up.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves live from Studio J. And we have Doug Million playing live for you, of course. That's the sounds you're hearing. And we also have in the studio one of his best friends and somebody that's helping him record his new EP.
Why is that?
Doug?
Hello.
All righty. Go ahead.
Oh.
Yeah, he's on.
Hi.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Wow, Jason, you just blew all our minds. Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So you're helping him with this EP then?
Yeah, we've been recording at my house, the same place we recorded some of my own stuff. I just think, when I hear people who write good songs, I like want to bring it to life. And, you know, I always have ideas for like arrangements and adding other instruments. And so Doug has a lot of really good songs. And
okay.
So I want to record them.
Okay.
He's a smart guy.
So you really are kind of a producer in a way, a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of take that role.
Okay. Okay.
Then I have another friend of mine who tends to do more the engineering side. He's just always really good of just thinking like an engineer. I don't really do that as much. So we kind of work as a team and we've been recording some of his stuff. He's the one that kind of like knows how to set up microphones and feel out the room for the right sound. I do more of the work on the computer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know, everybody has their talents. I mean, you know what you want to get out of it, but the other guy knows how to tweak the knobs.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah. So is it all right working with this guy, Doug, or what?
It's a pleasure. It really is.
That's cool.
Because, you know, other experiences, recording demos and whatnot. You know, if you're not forking over a lot of dough, you know, some of the guys, they get impatient and, you know, they don't really want to do it, like after a certain amount of time. Jason will, you know, work with you for, you know, 8 hours at a time, and, you know, it's just...
He's cool with that.
It's a labor of love for everyone involved, yeah.
Yeah. So well, you do it because you like it, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. If I didn't do it, I don't know what else I would be doing for self-actualization or self-expression. It's pretty heavy art form, so...
Well, definitely. I wish you the best of luck with that. Hopefully by the summer, maybe?
Yeah. Okay. Probably like a few months. Because we've been getting a lot of work done, so hopefully we'll have something finished by pretty soon.
Okay. And then you guys can come back when that's done then.
Yeah. We have also been working out, like I'm adding harmonies and extra instruments to some of his songs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely something we're going to be doing in the future.
Okay, cool. All right, well, why don't we get to another song?
All right. So this one's back into the poppy stuff. This one's called Clouds of Unknowing.
Tonight. seems the more I know, the more I don't. On these clouds of
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J, Clouds of Unknowing. What is that song about?
Well, the title actually is a very old phrase. It's from a Christian mystic text, which I don't really know anything about. I just really like that phrase.
Okay.
But the song is about, you can be as philosophical as you want about it. But basically, you know, just in a more lighthearted way, like, you know, you can never know how things might have been differently in the past. You know,
yeah.
Regrets aside, there's nothing but now. There's nothing but the future. And, you know, you push on.
You move on.
In spite of it. Yeah. So
you have to.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Just curious. Yeah. I always found that fascinating sometimes with the song titles. Sometimes they have nothing to do with the song itself.
Right.
It's just, what do I name this? Oh. Okay, I'll name it this.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see, where are we at as far as song position? Why don't we keep it going? We want to make sure we squeeze them all in. Okay?
Right on, man. All right, so this is called a puzzle piece.
All right.
I am the fire on the city street. I walk around with a brand new beat in my head. I am the air I'm breathing. My body is a vessel for the energy. And when it comes to you, I know just what to do. Your flowers in bloom and I'm changing. You fit me like a puzzle piece. Looks all over that you've never seen, yeah. You fit me like a puzzle piece. Took so long, you know. I am desire for the dark and light. I'm all the places where you go to hide. And if you wanna stay, alright. Nothing's gonna change the way I feel tonight. Cause when it comes to us, our love is just enough. We're keeping it up, rearranging. You fit me like a puzzle piece. Looked all over than you're never seen, yeah. You fit me like a puzzle. Somewhere far as the world into the girl I knew. My only motive is one of truth. To be one, really one. I'll run with you. You fit me like a puzzle piece. Looked all over than you're never seen, yeah. You fit me like a puzzle. Took so long, you know we've gotta meet again, again. You know we've gotta meet again, again. Will you keep staying in my head? Pretend that life is making any sense. So when will the final piece connect?
WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. Do you have any kind of live performances coming up at all, or?
Nothing in the books as of yet.
Okay.
Not right now.
Just thought I'd ask.
Yeah.
And then if somebody's interested in finding your music, what would be the best way?
For those interested in my music, they can be, find me on Facebook, just, you know.
Doug Million?
/ Doug Million Music. Yep.
Okay. So. Any other formats or media or?
Reverb Nation, if anybody uses that site.
I do.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Yeah, you want to make sure they know as many as possible. You know, everybody has their favorites.
Yep.
It's all good. Hang on.
Actually,
yes, sir.
If you go to the Reverb Nation, you can find some of the demos of the recordings we've been working on.
That's absolutely right, yeah.
Yeah, Clouds of Annoying, yep. Which he just played a really not too recent, right?
The second to last song.
Yeah, the second to last song. Yeah. He played that one and then also Forever this time, so we got some demo versions of them. They sound better now than the ones we've recorded, that we put up there, because I'm always adding things to them, but
okay.
They're coming along really nicely, so I recommend checking them out.
Okay, well, that's
absolutely
cool. All right. Well, all right. Let's do another one.
Okay. This is one of my softer, more new songs called Haven.
Would be
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Doug Million. So we were talking before the show, if you want to talk a little bit about what inspires you, like as far as your songwriting, like the subject matter and all that. Mm-hmm. Again, say what you want to say. I mean, it's entirely your decision, my friend.
Yeah. I mean, it's so spontaneous, you know. Mm-hmm. The way I think of lyrics is that they're a slave to the melody.
Uh-huh.
And a melody is the driving force. That's what's the substance that people, including myself, latch onto.
Okay.
And so the lyrics accommodate the melody and its rhythm. That's how I view it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously it helps that the lyrics, you know, have some substance to it. Mm-hmm. You know, in my opinion, they do. But you know, I can give you a spiel about each song that I've written. But you know, I just hope that means something to someone in a way that's relatable, you mm-hmm. know, that's true to life, you know, that just speaks to the human experience. So
okay, well, what would you say would be like the common thread then between the songs overall?
Honestly, like I was telling you earlier, optimism, because you know, okay. even having sustained, you know, quite a bit of, you know, ups and downs and just weird stuff in life, you know, I still think that it's worth being happy about and enjoying and persevering and seeing the, you know, the silver lining.
The brighter side.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. And people don't realize, I mean, all of us, every single human being on the planet goes through ups and downs.
Yes.
Doesn't absolutely. Matter who you are.
Right.
You can be the richest man in the world and you still are going to go through things. I'll just say a quick, you know, for instance, I had a boss that ran a multi-chain cleaners, and he basically, all he had to do is say, I want this, mm-hmm. and the bank would say, okay, you know. Mm-hmm. But he had a daughter, unfortunately, that got leukemia. Oh. And all that money and pull he had could not save her. Yeah. And he managed to find someone later on that provided him, not a replacement, you can't say that obviously, right. but a new daughter.
Right.
So it was just that whole thing, you know, it really put it in perspective for me, mm-hmm. because I was always like, you know, kind of envious, like, oh, he gets to drive a Porsche and he gets this and he gets that, you know, and it's like, whoa, he's human like
exactly.
the rest of us.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah. That's a crucial understanding to have.
Yeah.
No matter how good, like even celebrities, you know.
Yeah.
Most of them are addicted to drugs and, you know, have disorders of an array of, you know.
That you don't realize.
Exactly.
Like Tom Cruise, he's dyslexic.
Is he? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had a real hard time at first.
Oh.
So he's had to learn how to memorize the scripts because he can't really read them.
That's probably what sets him apart.
Yeah. He decided, you know, or James Earl Jones. Right. He stutters.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. One of the greatest voices in the world.
Yeah.
And if you actually hear him like in an interview, you can tell he's got a struggle to talk.
Okay.
So anyway, enough of that. I just went on a tangent. I always do that. Yeah. Sorry.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But anyway, all right, what do we got now?
All right, this next one is a little haunting and kind of speaks to the anxiety that someone might feel when pursuing somebody new, like in a romance. You know?
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. So this is called Something Else.
Okay.
I'm going to start it with the percussion intro, because I never do it. And I can tell that you're something else, and you can tell I'm scared as hell. I like you well. You're something else, and you could sell your fire to my hell. I can tell you would taste so good. Joy's practically unknown. Uh-oh. And I can tell that you're something else, and you can't tell. I'm scared as hell. I like
We don't need no one to bring us down. We can do bad on our own. So let us sing the song of hope, 'cause we both know it feels good.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. Yeah, I guess my long-winded way, I was trying to say something, Doug, where, yeah, the music that you do is universal. It's about persevering. It's about being optimistic, moving on, all that stuff, mm-hmm. no matter where you come from or who you are.
Exactly.
And what you're going through. So mm-hmm. does that sound like the common thread? Then?
Absolutely. That is a fair statement. Yes.
Okay. All right. You know, when you get older, you get a little more long-winded. That's yeah. how it goes.
No, believe me, I can be long-winded.
All right. Again, you're listening to Doug Million doing live performance for us here at the WHFR Studio J. We are broadcasting from Dearborn, Michigan, Henry Ford College, as always. All right. Let's see. We got three more songs. It looks just about right. Okay. Next one is Hard Luck Road. That's got to be about something going through.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually one of the most storytelling songs that I've written. Like, mm-hmm. it's a very concrete subject, which is like a real story. Like, okay. It centers around a boy who's like an autistic savant, that he's a robotics genius. I wrote this song like 10 years ago, by the way. A lot of this
really?
Stuff is new, but there are some songs that I just like to play when I'm older, you know. So he's a robotics genius and he gets like picked on. And so like, he like fantasizes about building these robots that like exact his revenge, but it's more of a metaphor for building up his own courage.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is this based on somebody that you met some time back then or?
No.
No?
No.
It just came out.
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, you know, some people actually need somebody to actually give them the idea, but you came up with it on your own. Huh?
Right.
Cool. All right, let's do it.
Here it is. Made of guns, we'll be friends.
sheep. And he saw that it was good, and he thought that if he could be wed to materials, then God is only relative. Devon's on the red, is on the world's expanding, because he knows I felt it throughout all my hands, and as my senses combined, it appeared in my mind like I simply placed it there. Yeah, I simply placed it there. Well, time keeps moving on, and his mind keeps proving wrong. Every town that was made by a self-effacing ways, one that's dissonant, one so on. Just a hard road, baby, what a hard road. We're going down a hard road, but it's not so hard when you know where it goes. Do you know where it goes?
Right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Doug Million. Okay, next one is Julian.
Yes, sir. This one is kind of long. It's at least 6 minutes long. So, but it's a journey, man. It's like you're on a ghost ship, and you know, there's like this beautiful island, and there's a like a siren luring you there, like a lighthouse. There's a lot of nautical imagery in it, but this is another storytelling song. So
okay,
yeah,
let's do it.
Sweet Julia,
kosher, just you and I, babe. All is real, just you and I, babe. All is real, cause it don't matter how I feel. Everybody's the way that we deal. You and I, babe. All is real, just you and I, babe. All is
WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Thanks for coming down and playing for us, Doug. We got time for that final song, but we got to do it now.
Okay, yeah. This song's only about 3 minutes long. It's called The Answer.
All right, so, perfect.
Yes.
Misunderstood my hindsight. It's 2020.